what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. Today, I just wanted to do a brief episode about something that I reposted on social media probably about a month ago. And I love to share things that feed my spirit and bring me joy. And it's a reminder to myself, and I feel like it can be helpful to everyone out there. So the post is, don't forget to celebrate yourself. Transitions, events, moments, big or small, be proud of you, water you, enjoy you. And I think this is such a beautiful message. And sometimes we get so focused on the end goal, you know, on the outcome and waiting until that point to be proud of ourselves and celebrate ourselves. And forgetting that we need to celebrate ourselves during the process, during the journey, celebrating ourselves each step of the way. And it's not just about celebrating what you accomplish, celebrating you as a person, as an individual. Celebrate your growth, celebrate the changes, the positive changes that you are choosing to make in your life. You have to remember that and make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who are willing to grow as well, so that you can pour into one another. You can't be around people who are stagnant. You can't be around people who are jealous of you. And sometimes when people are not where they want to be, instead of looking at you and looking at what you're doing and using that as inspiration, they turn something positive into something negative and try to bring you down. And so you have to block that out and just continue to move forward and stay connected to like-minded people. That is so important. But I just wanted to send this reminder because I think that, you know, we have to remember not to be hard on ourselves. Everything is not always going to go the way that we planned it. It's not always going to be easy. There are going to be challenges and ups and downs. And the important thing is when you're going through the ups and downs is not to stay down. You have to get back up. Take the time that you need to, you know, change certain things or adjust certain things, but don't give up. Don't stop and say, this is too hard. I'm not going to be able to do it. You know, take time to rest your mind and, you know, take time for yourself. I talked about that before, that is so important. You know, we get so caught up to just going and going and going and going that we are neglecting ourselves and getting the rest that we need so that we can do our best. We have to remember to rest our bodies and rest our minds so that we can put forth our best effort in everything that we do and being the best every day that we wake up. So let's make sure that we are not only celebrating ourselves, we're celebrating what we're doing. We're celebrating the people around us who pour into us. Make sure that we are appreciating each day. We are appreciating good people in our lives, and we are receiving the same in return. That is what we are here to do, to live with a purpose, live a fulfilling life. Make sure that we are putting good energy out into the world, and that is what we are receiving. We are here to grow and learn from our mistakes and do the best that we can do. So as long as you're doing that, I would say you are living a pretty good life and you have a lot to be thankful for. Remember to wake up each day and one of the first things that you should do is thank God to see another day, that you have the opportunity to continue to live the life that you want, make necessary changes, and just stay on a positive path of fulfillment. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.